Hi, Stefan.
Hello.
Good to be speaking and some great times for you.
Thank you.
How would you rate this title? Is this the most special title, considering from where you come back and how deep you were in the cycle, 4 year cycle that you've spoken about?
Oh,
Something where you have to dig deep.
yeah, it's very hard to rank them. They're all so special because you work so hard, and they all sort of they culminate in a result of a lot of hard work. So they're all very special. I think the one when in 2018 coming back was very emotional, but there's a lot of hard work in this one. A long time, and if you think back to when we were called Dad's Army in the first year, I don't think a lot of people had any hope for us to be able to maintain our competitiveness during this cycle. And when there was another year added, we're pretty much written off. So there's a little bit of satisfaction around that, and a lot of pride in what the players have been able to achieve and maintain their standards over a number of months, and that was a challenge with an aging side. So I'm really proud of what they did and the way they played, and any title is very special, trust me.
Venkat Krishna, if you can ask a question. Karthik Krishna Swami, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Stephen.
Hi.
Watching from the outside, this match had a sort of end of an era feel about it. I don't know how you felt because you've seen these players for like such a long time. You've coached them for such a long time, but next year there's a mega auction coming up, and obviously you may not have thought about all that just yet. But how did it feel from sitting in the dugout to watch these players whom you've been associated with for such a long time? Did it feel like an end of an era?
Well, it may be. We don't know. And yeah, there is emotion around it. I think whenever you get to an end of a cycle, you're not going to get some players back. So there is. I'll keep using the word emotion, but there is some emotion around these last games. And when you win it, it's a celebration, but also a recognition of what players have put in. Chennai's always had a system or a belief that if you can maintain players and keep them with you for a long period of time, you get the best out of them. And yeah, there are some players here that have been with us for a long time, and it'll be interesting to see over the next few months how it pans out. But most teams are going to probably have a bit of change to them, and we will be one. Well, how that looks like, it's too early to tell.
Steven, congratulations on the title win.
Thank you.
You've been with CSK from the very beginning, and you've seen the side nail consistency in perhaps the most fickle format of the sport. It's unmatched in this league and anywhere else in the world. Even MI with one more title than you guys have 3 seasons outside the top four. What do you think that you guys have done so right that none of the other teams have been able to pull off?
Oh, we have things we believe in, and we just pick players that we think can fill roles, and not much different to any other side. We've got some outstanding leaders and experienced players. People call them old, but I call them experienced, and that helps sort of create an environment that it's very calm and understands what it's doing. And very fine lines in this tournament. There's not much between. I think if you look back to our final with MI, we lost it by one run. So it could have been absolute stellar cycle for 4 years. But well, we really just concentrate on what we do. We're a little bit back to the future. We rely on gut feel and some analytics, but not as much as others. So we're a little bit different, but the bottom line is that the players just perform at key times. And again today, another senior player in Faf stood up, and Bravo was there, MS was there. So we get confidence from having players who have been around a little bit.
Nikhil Bhatt.
Hi, coach. Congratulations on the title.
Thank you.
How important role did Ruturaj play in this entire journey of you becoming the champions? 635 runs, and do you see him as the next star of Indian cricket?
Yeah, I do. He's an absolute superstar already in my eyes. And if you look back to when we introduced him last year, people were a little bit critical, but we had such high tabs and expectations on him. But what we didn't understand was the effect that COVID would have. And we really felt for him during last year. And we were really delighted that he finished off the season so well. But he's a wonderful kid, and I think he's an absolute superstar. The way his craft this year, he mastered opening the batting. with him and Faf to score that many runs, that's one of the real reasons we won the IPL. And I couldn't be more happy for him. He's a wonderful guy, and for a young player, his maturity is beyond his years. So I can't speak more highly than I can about Rudaraj and the combination with Faf, which is critical.
But we have a question on chat from Venkat Krishna. How hard is it going to be to rebuild, and have you made any plans this year?
Say it again.
How hard is it going to be rebuilding, and have you made any plans this year?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we're constantly looking and teasing out what next year could look like. We take a lot of pride in our philosophies and the way we construct our squads and teams, as every other franchise will be doing as well. There's not a lot of time with this elongated tournament to get things in place. So this tournament has been good to look at some talent and also reconfirm what we stand for and how we move forward. So there's been a lot of discussions, and it'll come around pretty quick. January will come around pretty quick, and hopefully we can put together another good side to carry on the CSK legacy.
We'll take one last question, Vishesh.
Hi, Coach. Congratulations on the win. I just wanted to ask, CSK has always been a franchisee that does not tinker with the side much. So do you think this is the biggest reason behind your success? And would you say that chopping and changing is a bit overestimated in the T20 format?
Oh, we can only speak for what we do. We use 16 players this whole tournament, which I'm really proud of it. It's hard on players who don't get an opportunity, so we work really hard on making sure that they're connected to the group and the connections between players are really strong, and that's sort of part of our fabric. But to go through a whole tournament with 16 players would suggest that it's really important to us. You give a player a chance and you'll back them to a point where they're either out of form or injured or someone else gets an opportunity. So we're really conservative with that, and that's by plan and that's by design, not by chance. So that is one of the key aspects of CSK and what we look to do. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Cheers. Appreciate it.